Up until now, we've learned how to describe nouns using adjectives in Japanese. In this lesson, we'll look at how to use full verb clauses to modify nouns. Basically, talk about the noun. After learning how to do so, you'll be able to describe people and things in a much more complex manner. Naomi-sensei, can we have a sample sentence from the dialogue?
あそこでマジックをしている人を見てください。
Have a look at the person doing magic over there. Let's break down the sentence. First we have?
あそこ。
Over there.
で。
At, where an action is taking place.
マジックをしている。
Doing magic.
人。
Person.
を。
Object marking particle.
見てください。
Please look at. Literally, please look. Now, literally this means, over there, at, doing magic person, please look. But of course, please look at the person doing magic over there. Or, have a look at the person doing magic over there.
マジックをしている人。
The person doing magic.
Is this lesson's target grammar?
The first thing to remember is that modifying clauses work backwards, from English. First, modifying clause. Basically a phrase talking about a noun.
So this is explaining noun.
Yeah. So in this case, the person, the noun, plus the modifying clause, doing magic.
Magic をしている人.
Literally, doing magic person. So note that in Japanese, the modifying phrase comes before the noun. In English, the person doing magic. In Japanese, doing magic person.
Person. そうですね.
Let's practice a little more. Naomi-sensei, how do you say to cry?
泣く.
Crying is?
泣いている.
The person crying, or crying person.
泣いている人. あそこで泣いている人はトモコです.
The person who's crying over there is Tomoko. Notice again, before the noun. English, the person crying. Japanese, 泣いている人, crying person. Let's try another one.
To wear a kimono is 着物を着る. So, 着物を着ている means
wearing a kimono.
着物を着ている人.
The person wearing a kimono.
あの、着物を着ている人は誰ですか?
Who is that person wearing a kimono?
I think it's pretty useful at a party, right?
Yes, so I think what Naomi-sensei is referring to is this grammatical structure.
そうですね。そうそうそうそう。I'm not talking about kimono.
So yes, it's useful for describing people. And at a party, usually you're talking about other people. Someone may kind of interest you.
そう。あの人は誰ですか?
So who's that person over there? But at a party, it's kind of crowded. So the following question is probably quite logical. どの人ですか? Which person?
ほら、ジャパニーズポッド101の T シャツを着ている人です。
The guy wearing a Japanese Pod 101 t-shirt.
ピーターしかいないよね。
Nobody but Peter.